103.9 1450 WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. My name is Jane Cormier, and welcome back to Artful Living. Is it B-R-I-C-K-S?
B-R-I-X.
B-R-I-X, new word for Scrabble. I never knew that word, bricks. We have silver singles. But, well, that, you know, that's what you do when you're outside.
The show must go on.
That's right. WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and our new transmission, our new station, 101.9 FM in Manchester. This is Artful Living, and we welcome you today. My name is Jane Cormier, and I'm happy to be with you. We have a very wonderful guest today who's going to inform all of us, myself included, about essential oils. All right, and you're probably asking, why the heck on a show called Artful Living are we talking about essential oils? And what I can tell you is that Artful Living is more than just talking about music or the arts or community theater or all those other things we've talked about. It's about things that make our living better, more graceful, more educated, right? Better. And I, for one, have a very, very busy life. You guys out there listening, you do too. And, you know, the essential oils are something I have always read about. I know very little about it. You know, I've picked some stuff up when you browse, like, the websites or whatever. But I really don't know anything about this. And my guest today, Barbara Comtois, who has been with us before from Sticks and Stones Farm, in Manchester, in Barnstead. Shame on me. Farm in Barnstead.
Yes.
Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know. It's a pleasure to have you. Mm-hmm. And Barbara is our community expert here on essential oils. At least as far as I'm concerned, she is, because I know nothing. But today, she actually brought me a little gift. We're going to talk about that, too, because this little bottle of oil in front of me. I see them at TJ Maxx. And
this is nothing like TJ Maxx oil.
I did that just to tweak her. I knew she'd have that response. But yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit. If you're interested in essential oils, this episode of our Artful Living show is going to, you're going to love it. Okay, so Barbara, tell us something.
Well, essential oils have been around for centuries. I mean, you know, they date back to 2700 B.C. The Chinese used herbs and plants for medicinal purposes. You know, just think about this, right? In 0 B.C., what, with the Christmas season coming up, what did the wise men bring to
myrrh
and frankincense?
And frankincense, yes.
Those are two essential oils that are very important.
Okay, so what are they? What do they do?
What? Of course you're going to ask me.
What does myrrh do? Well, wasn't myrrh something that they did to when you died?
Yes, and it...
excuse me. I had a drink of water and it went down the wrong way.
So, I don't have all the details on myrrh in front of me, and I don't want to give off the wrong information.
Right.
But they use it for infections and for healing. Frankincense is used to as an aid in health.
Okay.
I have known people, and I won't claim, there's no health claims on this, but I had a friend who was in the family was prone to cancer, and so she used to take frankincense every day.
Really?
Yeah, as a preventative, only because she was very concerned with that particular health risk in her family.
Okay.
But if you're going to start with essential oils, myrrh and frankincense is not where to start.
Right, okay.
Okay. You first have to understand that, you know, we have moved through modern medicine, and we are now going backwards to use what our ancestors used, because, you know, science and medicine keeps advancing, and they have a pill for everything. However, an essential oil is a natural and an effective way to do things. I'm not saying that medicine doesn't have its place.
Right.
But there also are natural alternatives to help with that. But one of the things when you're dealing with essential oils, and you mentioned TJ Maxx, is that you really need to make sure that it has on the label CPTG, which is Certified Pure Therapeutic Grade. That means that that oil is pure, whether it be a peppermint oil or a lavender oil, it is 100% pure and has no artificial fillers.
Okay, that's really important because I didn't know that. And I was actually looking at a bunch of these bottles last night when I was in, I forget what store I was in, because I knew you were coming. And I didn't see anything like that on those bottles. So for those of us that have a passing interest in this, that maybe have felt overwhelmed, because it's, look at, you look at that topic and you go, who has time, right, to delve into that level? Because there are people that do this, you know, 24/7, this whole essential oil thing. But I would think that the most important thing is, if you're going to delve into any of them, the most important would be to make sure that the product you're using is the right product.
Absolutely. And making sure it has CPTG on it is extremely important, because it's kind of like with your food. You can get real food or you can get fake food.
Right, right.
I mean, so it's the same thing with essential oils. And
are they expensive, Barbara?
Well, I mean, a bottle of lavender can go anywhere from like $26 to $32.
Okay. The cheap ones are like $7.
Right. And the bottle of peppermint is about the same. Lemon is a little bit is less. It ranges in the teens, and so does like wild orange.
Okay.
But what you have to understand on, and we're talking about a 15 milliliter bottle.
Okay, so for the 15 milliliter bottle, for those out there, it's like a what can we compare this to? It's hard to, it's hard. In the old days, when they would give, like in the really old days, people out there would know, you know, the little brown bottles with the screw tops.
So basically, if you look on your bottle, Jane, and it says supplement facts, serving size is one drop.
Right.
There's 250 drops in this bottle.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And let's just go look at the peppermint oil for a moment, okay? One drop of peppermint oil is equal to 28 cups of peppermint tea.
What?
One drop
Seriously?
Of peppermint oil is equal to 28 cups
Holy
of peppermint tea.
Gosh.
So it's so concentrated.
That one drop
That one
does
drop
it.
Does is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how do they get these?
Well, there's different ways that they can do that, and they can extract it.
Yeah.
You know, they take it from the leaves, or they can take it from the seeds. And there are different extraction methods that they use. They can do it through steam. They can cold press it.
Wow.
And things like
that. It must take a lot to get a bottle.
Well, of course.
Right? A lot of prop, like a lot of...
Exactly. And you want to be mindful of where you're getting it, because you don't want them to be just taking from the land and not replenishing or giving back.
Of course, absolutely.
So some companies actually take the oils that are indigenous to the country, like lavender grows naturally in France.
Okay.
So this particular lavender oil gets processed over in France. Well, the plants come from France.
Okay.
You know, it may come back to the States to be distilled and everything. But you have to understand that you can't just... We can grow lavender, but it may not be as potent because it's not in its natural climate.
Wow.
You really want to make sure that the oils are coming from their natural climates.
Okay, that's good to know. So CPTG also, that's on the bottle, we want to make sure that they're, and that if you can do the research and find out if the product you're purchasing comes from a natural location of where those would be indigenous.
Right.
Those herbs or plants. Or
absolutely. And there's three ways you can use essential oils. They can be used aromatically, topically, and internally.
Right.
Now, when I say that, you have to look at the bottle, and the bottle will let you know if it can be used internally. And some of them cannot be. Usually if it has a supplemental fact on it, it can be used internally.
Up, like everywhere I looked, every site, pepperminty.
Peppermint is amazing for an upset stomach. And not only is it amazing for an upset stomach, but also for headaches.
Okay.
For migraines or things like that. So let's start with lavender.
Okay.
Okay. I call lavender the first aid oil, period. End of story. If you're going to have an oil, lavender is the one to have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good to know.
Okay. It's for stress reduction and calming.
Wow. So I need that.
It helps relieve stress, anxiety, insomnia.
Oh my goodness.
So you can diffuse it, you can inhale it, you can massage it on your skin. I find that if you put essential oils on your feet, they absorb into the bloodstream the quickest. It's one of the quickest ways to get
feet?
It each, on the bottoms of your feet is one of the quickest ways.
Why is that? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Did they teach that or something?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually went and learned that.
Oh, cool.
Somehow.
Okay, good.
But the difference between an essential oil and a medicine is that they work with the body to address the issues and root causes on a cellular level.
Okay.
So hundreds of different compounds provide complex and versatile ability to combat threats without building up resistance. And the thing with the essential oil is it will pass through the cell membrane.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so it'll get right into the cell.
Okay.
Where medicine does not.
Right. Doesn't go into the cell.
Correct.
Per se. Yeah.
So the other thing with lavender is you can take the pain out of bee stings. Hives and other allergic skin reactions.
Really?
It soothes skin irritations and burns. So, and you can apply on location, and it says apply with frankincense for sunburns. So
oh,
that
wow,
combined.
Really?
And it also says it may aid in relieving neuropathy and leg cramps. So,
that's
I mean,
something. Wow.
But what I can tell you for sure about lavender from personal experience
mm-hmm.
is when I had piglets.
Yes.
And I had a mom that wasn't doing well, and the other mom had piglets. We took and put lavender oil on her piglets, and then we took lavender oil and put them on the other piglets, and she took all of those piglets in.
Was that because the other mom couldn't feed them?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very sad,
oh.
but it was really great that we had the lavender oil.
Who thought of it? Come up with that?
No, I did not come up with that. Just because I've been using essential oils for so long and I've been around people.
Yeah.
And because lavender is such a soothing oil, but it also...
So why do you think the pig accepted it?
Because she couldn't smell the other mom because of lavender oil.
Gosh. Yeah.
So it's a calming effect, but it also helped...
Cover that smell that would have maybe rejected the piglets.
Right. And it wasn't a lot. I just put a couple drops in my hands
sure.
and just... Wow,
very cool.
So, you know, essential oils, you can think outside the box. They can be used for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about lemon.
Yeah, lemons. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, lemon today is like the one thing that you can use for just about anything.
Right. Well, it's for cleansing and for mood elevation. So it will actually uplift your mood.
Really?
Yeah, because lemon is a natural antioxidant and detoxifier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the morning, if you can either put it in some water... You know, as opposed to taking a lemon, you
yes.
just put a drop in
okay.
your water. Same difference, right?
Right.
Much more concentrated, and you're not worrying about throwing out, you're not using your whole lemon.
That's right,
so
yeah.
you're...
That sounds great.
Yeah. You can use it in cooking. It works as a natural cleansing agent. It helps balance acidity levels.
Yeah, that
calms,
I heard last
upset,
night.
Calms upset stomachs.
Right.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, you know, that these substances would be integral in assisting us in so many of these things where we just reach for the, you know, the pill or the, you know, Advil or the Tylenol or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, for me, for someone who can't really swallow pills and I have adverse reactions to medicines, this is my go-to and it's my alternative.
Wow.
And peppermint, as you mentioned, regarding acid reflux, it's great for indigestion.
Yes, I keep reading that.
And so. Cooling. But not only that, is it helps with headaches. I remember my mom was having some issues with headaches, so I would bring her some peppermint. and we would just rub it on her temples a little bit to help ease, and it really does soothe.
Really?
Yeah, so it helps.
Very cool.
And you can put it on the back of your neck or wherever. It's for bumps and bruises. It helps, you know, like we said, calms upset stomachs and nausea. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to take it out of the bottle. All you have to do is just, like, breathe it in.
Take a swift test.
Yeah, and not only that, is it helps, you know, clean everything up and everything else, but it also increases energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I love diffusing peppermint oil and wild orange together into the air. One of my
orange and peppermint.
Oh my gosh, I love that combination.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
And because wild orange, it's another citrus, so it's similar to lemon with the properties that it does.
Good.
But the two of them together into the air.
You wouldn't think that would match, would you? Do you? I mean, when you think about that,
well,
they're very different.
Yes, they are, but they help diffuse and clean the air because, you know, the citrus has a cleansing effect, and they're both for uplifting moods.
Very cool.
Would not use it at night if you're trying to go to sleep.
Okay, so it doesn't help you sleep for sure.
No, is where the lavender comes
okay.
in.
Okay. So now if someone wanted to find a place to go or wanted to purchase what they felt were reputable or a really good product, what are some things that you would suggest to them?
Well, if anyone would want to reach out to me, they could email me at doterra903@gmail.com. I would be more than happy to help somebody. And
doterra.
Yep.
Doterra 903
at
gmail.com.
Correct.
Good. Good point.
So, I think it's really important that people have an alternative to traditional medicines because with traditional medicines, you know, one of the things that you read about traditional, every time you get a medicine, you have to read the side effects.
Right. And sometimes when you hear these medicines or you read these medicines and you read the side effects, you're like, this is worse than what's wrong with me.
Correct.
You know, like, why would I take this?
Right. But the thing is if you want to use essential oils, you also have to be careful if you are on medication that it doesn't react with the medication. So, you know, you have to look into that also.
Right. You have to be thoughtful before you, because this is like medicine of sorts, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know, in not knowing what people are on or whatever, you know, you could have
Interactions.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Good to know that. So are there stores here in Concord that someone might be able to visit?
I'm not sure about the essential oils. I, you know, get mine online.
Okay.
You know, I'm
You work with doTERRA?
I'm a consultant for doTERRA.
Okay.
And I've been using their product for years. Actually, right now, I have a throat drop in because of a little bit of a sore throat.
Okay.
And that throat drop has wild orange, clove bud oil, cinnamon leaf oil, cinnamon bark oil, eucalyptus oil, rosemary oil, cassia oil, and myrrh oil in it.
My God. What doesn't it have?
But you said you could really smell it.
Yes, but my eyes felt the eucalyptus because I'm very sensitive to eucalyptus.
Right, and I apologize for that.
No, but so it's fine. This is very interesting. All right, so the doTERRA is a special product that we get online, correct?
Well, doTERRA is one of the companies that produces a CPTG oil.
Okay.
There are others out there.
Okay.
I believe Young's Living, and I believe there's some others.
Okay.
But always make sure you're looking for the CPTG label.
Right.
And the thing is they may be a little bit more expensive, but when you think about, you know, one drop is, you get 250 drops in one bottle.
Right. And you know the product is good when you see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And you know that it's a pure oil.
Right.
And with no fillers and no anything else.
That for me is a seller point for me. Because as I'm getting older, I'm... In my youth, who cared, right? You just did or took, whatever. But as I'm getting older, I'm concerned about that stuff now.
Right.
And I would like to have know that my what I'm going to use, the product I would use, would be a pure product. And
yeah, so my, I use it's in my hair care, my makeup.
Really?
I mean, my moisturizer is all with essential oils.
This is fascinating stuff. Hang tight. We're going to take a short break. WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. And don't forget, you can catch all our shows on NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Artful Living. Jane Cormier, your host. And we are speaking with Barbara Comtois, who is teaching us all about essential oils and the do's and the don'ts and the what fors. And she was just telling us about something called oil pulling, which, you know, she had told me about a while ago, and I always thought that was fascinating. She told us the story, how she was told she needed a root canal and used this sesame oil and, you know, like swished it around in her mouth in the morning, and the oil actually expands and pulls out bacteria, which to me sounds very logical. I don't know. It sounds logical to me. But that's very cool.
But so just thinking about that, right? So and then there's some people that take the oil pulling and then add an essential oil to it also to do that.
In that, huh?
Right. And then if you have a toothache, clove oil is amazing to help soothe that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it will help make that go away.
Okay.
Clove is, you know, amazing also for toothaches.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just I can't talk about how beneficial I have found essential oils in my life.
Yes.
I don't use them all the time, and sometimes I go away from them.
But you always probably go back.
But I always go back to them. you know, and lately, you know, I've been under a lot of stress, so it's like, you know, I breathe in the essential oils. I'll diffuse at work just to uplift things or even to cleanse the air because there's a lot of germs floating around there.
Yeah, of course.
And so they also help cleanse your environment by diffusing it into the air.
I absolutely believe this.
And so I just I think it's extremely important.
Very cool topic, isn't it? And it's easy to get lost in it. It's easy because there's just so much to it that you could really spend a lot of time studying this. I'm sure it's very rewarding, you know, to spend that time doing it. The three oils, again, that you said for the beginner that might be out there.
Would be lavender, lemon, and peppermint.
Great starting point.
Oh, absolutely. And lavender is not my favorite plant or smell, but everyone comments on this lavender because it's not a sicky sweet. Mm-hmm. You just smelled it.
Yeah, it's not sweet at all.
But I'll tell you what, it's like the first aid. I mean, if you want to be calm, if you have a skin irritation or, you
know. It does it all, huh?
It does everything. It's the first aid.
And anyone out there that would like to speak to Barbara or communicate with her, she's at doTERRA, D-O-T-E-R-R-A, 903@gmail.com. And she can help you out with questions that you might have about this product. She is a consultant for one of the major essential oil companies out there, doTERRA. So I'm sure I'm going to make use of it. All right, so I don't want to talk about you, but I know that I'm getting older, right? And, you know, I've been lucky most of my life to have good skin, right? And now I'm getting older, and my skin is changing. Ugh, I hate it, right? I notice things now that I never had to worry about before. And are there oils that help us with aging skin issues?
Of course there is.
Okay, what are they?
You know, in the... one of the main oils that I use that's in my moisturizer is frankincense.
Really? Okay.
I don't have all my information in front of me on frankincense.
It's okay.
But, you know, just think about it. It's one of the oils that the wise men brought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So It's just an amazing oil. It's a preventative medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, someone was taking it internally. It tastes horrible. I would not recommend that. But she was avid that this was going to help be a preventative for her.
And
that
so
she
far,
was,
so good.
She was faithful with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, for everyone, it's something different, a reason why people use that. I mean, but we really should talk about why essential oils are becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, that's
Let's
good.
Let's talk about modern medicine.
Okay.
Okay, it was developed in the 16s as epidemics spread for smallpox and polio when they all the vaccines emerged.
Yeah.
Right? And then in 1940, there was the germ theory, which led to improved cleanliness and nutrition.
Which probably made a huge dent in a lot of it.
Right. Yeah. So there was a lot of decline in a lot of the epidemics.
Right.
I mean, because people realized the importance.
Clean.
Of clean.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We now start seeing harmful side effects, recalls, and deaths from prescription medication.
Yeah.
You know, children are the largest growing medicated group in the country.
That is so sad to see that happening. I mean, kids that, there are more kids on, you know, meds now than we could have ever dreamed.
But the thing is there are essential oils that can also do the same thing as some of those meds,
right.
I believe. I mean, I'm not a doctor, so.
Well, you might not be a doctor, but I tell you what, if I had a child that was facing those medications as like a maybe you have to take them, I would be trying this way before that.
Right. And in 2014, let's talk about it. Major illnesses are on the rise. It's $6.5 trillion a year spent on global symptom management health care.
Oh, my God, really?
Let's say that again. $6.5 trillion in 2014. Can you imagine what it is today?
Yeah. Oh, my
God. On global health care management.
Healthcare symptom management, right? But that's not even taking care of it, like the cause of
right.
it.
Right. So synthetically produced. You have the symptoms, right?
And that's what they're medicating.
The doctors prescribe the medication. The patients use the medication. And then you have side effects.
Right.
Right? But does it ever really address the root cause?
Right.
Indeed. See? And the difference with essential oils is it meets the body's needs. The body heals itself, and it's naturally produced, and because it crosses that cell wall,
right.
it's addressing the root problem.
Right. It's not symptomatic necessarily.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, can essential oils solve everything? No. They can't.
Right. You know what? And it's funny because I'm sure that there are people out there that think in terms of all or nothing, right?
Right.
That if you like essential oils, you're negating science. And that's not true.
Right.
That is not at all true.
Right.
Why can't you use both?
So I just brought my little handy book and
okay.
I just found it. So frankincense, you wanted to know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here in this little booklet that I had, An Introduction to Modern Essentials.
Okay.
And now I'm not saying that but it says it helps with aneurysms, arthritis, asthma, brain injury, carpal tunnel, coma, concussion, confusion, coughs, depression, infection of the skin, inflammation, mental fatigue, moles, Parkinson's, postpartum depression, scarring, wrinkles, Jane, wrinkles.
I don't care about wrinkles.
Right?
But, you know what? I don't care about wrinkles. Can it help with brown spots?
It says moles, skin.
It's not a mole. You know how sometimes when we're getting older, we get
our skin. Those brown spots.
Yeah.
The freckles.
Yeah, well, freckles, that's a nice way of putting it. My mom used to call them age spots.
But, you know, so there is, you know, so just that one oil. It does
everything.
It does so much.
All right, what does lemon oil do?
Lemon oil, okay. Air purification, anxiety, cleansing, brain injury, carpets, cold sores, colds, cradle cap, depression, does your dishes, disinfecting, furniture polish, greasy hair, gum remover, heartburn, kidney stones, laundry, overeating, parasites, You know, it's uplifting, varicose veins, water purification. There are so many things. Now, that's not to say that this is a cure-all, but these are the things that these oils are suggested for.
Right. Can assist with.
Right. And, okay. So, just...
Pull another important one.
Okay, well, let's see. Wild orange is one of my favorites, so why don't I just see if
I'd like wild orange because it's a great...
Well, it has a very short list.
Okay.
But it's anxiety, insomnia, and uplifting.
Wow. Yeah, because oranges do have that uplifting smell, don't they?
Right. Now, I have to tell you a funny story. So one time I was having trouble sleeping. And I said, okay, I'm going to diffuse some lavender oil and some vetiver.
Vetiver. I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's V-E-T-I-V-E-R.
Okay.
It's an acquired smell. It's kind of a woodsy smell.
Okay.
So I diffused that in my diffuser, and the next morning I woke up and felt like I had a hangover because I think I put too many drops in the diffuser.
God. Really?
Yes.
It knocked you out.
But the primary use for vetiver is ADHD.
Really?
Yes. I mean, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's what you should do, but I did know somebody that we tried to help them with that, to overcome that.
Yeah. Well, I certainly would try it,
I mean, because the thing is what's the worst it can
of
do? Not work.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. And so you wanted to know about brown spots. I'm just trying to see if I can find something on that. Aging spots.
She's going to look at Brady's spots. What is Art for Living talking about aging spots? Well, aging gracefully. You know, I've been asked before, you know, if I would ever do Botox or anything like that, and I wouldn't. I'd never do even a chemical peel. I don't care. I don't even buy face products for wrinkles because I feel like, you know what? If I have wrinkles, I earned every one of them. But you know what does bother me are brown spots. And I know it's vanity. You know, it's probably just such vanity, right? But, you know, I'm now looking at see what I can buy over the counter that might assist with that. So you're going to keep looking for that. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about other things, too. So hang on. WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and our new transmission, 101.9 FM in Manchester. We're going to take a little break and be right back. WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester's Art for Living. Your host, Jane Cormier, and our guest is Barbara Comtois. We are discussing essential oils, and we've been talking about everything from oil pulling to lavender, lemon, peppermint, frankincense. I learned vetiver is an essential oil. Do we know what that's made? Is that what it is?
It's from the roots of the vetiveria zion. I can't even say pronounce the word.
Why is that? I've never heard of
that.
Okay.
But you know, that's the beautiful thing about essential oils. There are so many essential oils out there that we have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Hawaiian sandalwood.
Oh, my.
Juniper berry, grapefruit.
Oh, now, juniper berry must be really potent.
Let's see.
Isn't that what gin is made out of? It is.
It is, absolutely. But it's good for acne.
Ah, okay.
Dermatitis. Tinnitus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
You know, these are just suggestions of what these can be used for.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what it is, like acne for the juniper berry, you would put it on topically.
Yeah.
And remember that always, because you could have a skin sensitivity, to always maybe dilute it.
With some oil.
With some other oil.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Fractionated coconut oil is a good one.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, there are so many uses for...
Now, let's go back. You said that there were three ways to use oils, okay? Because we don't want to let anyone do anything they shouldn't. So it's topically.
Topically, right? And usually, if you have a skin sensitivity, dilute it with another oil.
Yeah.
A fractionated coconut oil or an olive oil or something.
Mm-hmm.
Aromatically,
okay.
So diffused into the ear or just breathing it in.
Right.
And then internally.
All right.
But if you use it internally, you must make sure that that particular oil can be used internally.
Right.
And it will usually
tell you
on the bottle mm-hmm. if it can be.
Right.
And it will say, like on this particular one, it says for aromatic, topical, or dietary use, which is on the peppermint.
Okay.
You know, and it also
this one says you can internally. It's lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And it does say that you can use internally, but you have to dilute 1 drop in 4 ounces of water. So whatever mm-hmm. you do, if you're new at this, make sure that you're informed on how to best use that oil. Because we don't want anybody taking anything, ingesting anything they shouldn't.
Right. Right. And you know, a lot of people have heard of Melaleuca, I would think, or Melaleuca oil.
I've never heard of that.
Really? Melaleuca yeah. has been, they're actually a real company.
Really?
But Melaleuca oil, yeah. They've been around since forever.
And it's an oil from what? Do you know what it is?
From the let's just make sure I have this right, from the tea tree.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. And it says, you know, they call it tea tree oil, so the Melaleuca leaves.
Okay.
I
know tea tree oil. I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Melaleuca was the name.
Yeah, so cool. Tea tree oil.
Cool.
Right, I mean, and that's another one that has so many uses.
Mm-hmm.
Shingles, sore throat, staph immersa, sunburn, viral infections,
wow.
warts, wounds, Melaleuca was probably the first essential oil I was ever introduced to way back in, the 80s or 90s.
Why?
I went to a conference to learn about Melaleuca and Melaleuca products.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. And it's also great for cleaning and things like that, too. I mean, you can basically replace all of your cleaning products with essential oils.
Mm.
So, you know, like thyme is a really good disinfectant.
Really?
So you can dilute thyme oil into water, and it will help get rid of, you know, some other things.
Mm-hmm.
It is an antibacterial, antifungal, antioxidant, and it's just another great oil.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, lemon does the same thing. It's a natural antioxidant and detoxifier.
Right.
So if you make, you can make up your own cleaning products with your essential oils. You could do research on the internet.
Yeah.
And you dilute that in water.
That's so cool.
And make your own cleaning products.
Right.
At a fraction of the cost.
Right.
Because, like I said, remember, this bottle, 250 drops.
Right. Goes a long way.
It goes a long, long way.
So our guest today, Barbara Comtois, is a consultant with the company doTERRA, which is an essential oils company. And you can reach Barbara at doTERRA, D-O-T-E-R-R-A, 903 at gmail.com. If you have any questions or, you know, maybe you want to try something. I don't know. I mean, certainly it's a resource for you if you're a beginner like I am, because this is a big topic. And I would assume getting bigger all the time since we're moving toward more homeopathy than we've ever had before in this country. I mean, it's big in Europe.
Oh, I mean, well, the essential oil market has really been growing for several years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought like, oh, well, everyone's just heard about essential oils
yeah.
and knows. Uh-huh. But obviously,
no.
That is not the case.
I'll bet you most people are like me. They've heard something about it. They're mildly interested in it. But you have to kind of take a dive into it,
yeah.
You know, to find out about it. So so today's show, I think, is good. They get a little taste, know how to direct where their time would go.
Right, right. And the thing is we have to take care of our whole body. It's not, you know, we have our body, our mind, and our spirit, and it all has to
come together,
you know, for everything. And essential oils actually do affect emotions, too.
Yeah, obviously.
So... it's not, so it's, you know, diffusing and your mind and your body is healing, but it's uplifting your spirit and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Makes all good things happen inside.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our body is so intelligent. I mean, let's think about it, right? If you have a broken bone,
mm-hmm.
if you take care of it, it heals itself.
And it's stronger than before you broke it.
Correct. So the body is an amazing, amazing machine.
Absolutely.
I mean, and to think that it's not,
mm-hmm.
that we can, you know, and the thing is why not help elevate and promote that healing process naturally so that the body can do what it was meant to do.
Right.
Because we were designed, I mean, it amazes me every day at how well we were designed. And just based on my own, you know, with the root canal and things like that, where, you know, these essential oils or the oil pulling or whatever has made a difference in my life.
Right.
And having,
I absolutely believe
you
that.
You know, and having a doctor prescribe lavender oil after I started using the essential oils, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
She goes, that's what I'm prescribing for you.
Isn't that nice?
As opposed to medication. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
And I think that if anybody has questions about it, it's something that it's worthy to find out about. Any time spent researching. And you do have to do some research in this, because there's a lot of info out there, you know. I think it's important to point that out so people don't think that they go to, you know, they're not going to go to TJ Maxx and pull something off the shelf and think that they're going to understand how to use that oil.
Right.
This is different than that.
And just out of curiosity, Jane, when you went to TJ Maxx, how much was that bottle of oil that
you looked
cheap.
At? It was cheap.
What's cheap?
$8-$9.
Of what? What was it?
About the same size.
Okay.
They're about the same size as this.
So you're getting a $9 bottle of oil versus, say, so you're paying an extra $20, say, for this.
Right.
But it's 100% pure.
Right. CPTG certified.
Right. Where the other one probably,
no.
It may not even had any lavender in it.
Yeah.
It could have been just fillers and smelled like
just
lavender.
Just a perfume smell of it,
So, you know, sometimes, you know, penny wise is pound foolish.
Absolutely.
You know, with essential oils, that is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want something that you're going to be able to use internally, aromatically, and topically, you need to make sure that it is a CPTG
right.
oil.
And if something comes up and you want to research to see if there's an oil that can help you, the information is out there for you to find. That's really cool. That to me is like physician heal yourself kind of thing. Almost.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, we've talked about a lot of things, but a lot of stuff has been taken down because the big pharma does not want you to know
about it.
What? Because now you cannot claim that essential oils can do any one thing, because obviously then you're eating into their
profit. Yeah.
Right.
That's what it is. Of course it is. Any person with common sense knows that. You know, if you have pharmaceuticals making billions in this country and all treating symptoms rather than root causes or, you know, cellular level treatment like oils will do, of course they're going to not make it mainstream, right?
Right.
Not let it be mainstream.
Right. Well, you know, that's like anything. You know, you have acupuncture out there and you have chiropractic and you have herbal medicine and
right.
all of this.
Check into it. It's all worthy information for sure. I believe that.
Yeah. But with essential oils, it's, you know, even with herbs, like if you grew lemon balm or basil or even, you know, like we said, one drop of peppermint is 20, you would have to drink 28 cups of peppermint tea. So think, so even, you know, I don't know what it is with the basil, but you'd have to have an awful lot of basil to equal that one
drop.
Can
you imagine how much that would
be? So, and, you know, and if you cook or an Italian cook, you could add basil oil to your cooking as opposed to basil leaves.
That's right. You could do that same thing if it was the right oil.
Right.
This is Artful Living, and our guest has been Barbara Comtois from Sticks and Stones Farm. She is also someone who works consult with doTERRA. And doTERRA is one of the big essential oil companies. If you want to get in touch with Barbara, it's doTERRA903@gmail.com. And we're thrilled that she could be with us today. This has been a great education for me. And we thank you for joining us here at Artful Living. Remember, if you check back to NewHampshireTalkRadio.com, you can catch all of the programming here at WKXL. And we want everybody to have a great day.